Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Joburg and Rustenburg, a high of 21, Polokwane 22. South Africa commemorates Youth Day today, and Deputy President Paul Mashatile is set to address the official event at the old Peter Mokaba Stadium in Polokwane later. The annual event recollects the sacrifices of South Africa's youth in the fight for democracy, an event immortalized by the Soweto Uprising of 16 June 1976. This year's theme is actively embracing the socio-economic gains of our democracy. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has confirmed that the new cabinet will include members from the various political parties which form part of the Government of National Unity. President-elect Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to announce the cabinet after his inauguration, which is set for Wednesday. Briefing the media after the first sitting of the National Council of Provinces yesterday, Mbalula says the overwhelming support for Ramaphosa represents a vote of confidence in the resilience of South Africa's democracy.
This overwhelming support for the President Ramaphosa represents a vote of confidence in the resilience and stability of our democracy. The ANC congratulates Comrade Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa on his election as President of the Republic.
Meanwhile, the ACDP's Deputy President Wayne Thring says its leadership has decided not to be part of the Government of National Unity. Thring says ACDP leaders recently met with senior representatives of the ANC and were offered an opportunity to join the new government. He says in their bilateral meeting, they also spoke about a national dialogue.
We will be a part of the national dialogue. However, we would still have to consider the GNU. The ACDP raised concerns with regards to the National Health Insurance Bill, Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill, which we want to take on review, as well as the possibility of recounts of the vote.
The Jacob Zuma Foundation says its late chairperson Dudu Mieni's family is still dealing with her passing. Mieni was expected to appear in the High Court in Joburg for alleged corruption in November after the case was postponed due to her cancer treatment. The foundation spokesperson Nzone Lemanyi has confirmed the former SAA board chairperson passed away on Friday night at the age of 60.
It is indeed with a heavy heart to confirm that indeed the chairperson of the foundation, Mr. Dudu Mieni, has passed on. The family is still grieving heavily and is requesting some privacy from the media. We trust that the media will respect this position.
And in the US, firefighters rescued 28 people who were stuck dangling more than 30 meters upside down on a ride at an amusement park in Oregon. One person with a pre-existing medical condition was taken to hospital as a precaution after the atmosphere ride at Oaks Amusement Park in Portland stopped. No one was injured in the incident, which trapped people for about half an hour. According to the park, the ride has been in operation since 2021 with no prior incidents. I'm Martina van der Walt Elers. Hoofnuus: Adjunk President Paul Mashatile sal vandag die hoofspreker wees by die amptelike jeugdag herdenking by die ou Peter Mokaba Stadion in Polokwane.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Baby, calm down, calm down.
Music.
Walk a thousand miles high and just stay.
You love.
Can't hear and tell you make me love. I'm made by a moment here with you.
Like this.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone.